How are you doing? Good morning and welcome to the Chart Station. Ada Blessing is my name. And I am your radio girlfriend. I'll be with you from now till 2 o'clock. Yeah, just for 2 hours tonight. Yeah, I know. But hey, we're back to the radio. Back to be talking to you. So, I don't know if it's just me, but I think the weekend is just too short. Like, how can Friday be so far from Monday? Yet Monday so close to Friday. Why? I think there should be a balance. Just me thinking. But trust me, I had an amazing and stressful weekend. Yeah. I must say that's quite stressful. And a busy one. Yeah. But nonetheless, the weekend was productive. Yeah, I couldn't go to church yesterday. I was supposed to do that with one of my friends, Junie. We have cool with them, but I just couldn't. Yeah, baby girl was just too busy. But I don't know, one should be busy or whoever or whatever to believe in spiritually. But here, I'm a Christian, so I believe in God. I don't know, one should be busy for God. That's if you are a believer. But things happen. But I'll make it up. I mean, he's everywhere. So trust me, I speak to him like all the time. Maybe not at length, but I just, you know, drop in little words like, God, I beg you. You know what I'm saying? Okay, welcome to the show. How was your weekend? Hope you had fun. If you're a Christian, hope you went to church. And if you are a Muslim, hope you went to mosque over the weekend. And if you're an atheist, hope you had fun just staying at home. Whatever religion you currently practice, I hope you created time for that God you believe in. And of course, did you travel? I don't even want to think of the high cost of flight, but I still see people travel. Ooh, you're the rich. I thought we were all broke together. But hey, did you travel this weekend? If you did, have you said, did you travel by road? Did you travel by air? What's the situation report? How is traveling by road not like? I see so many scary things. Not really scary, but I think Nigerians, we just have a way of just, you know, blowing things up and then catching crews with almost everything. So some people are just saying, oh, when you travel by road, you just have to keep a certain amount of money for certain people, right? And by air, sometimes you get to the airport pretty scanty, but pictures I see online, not really. I don't think this economy is getting to you people, but it's really nice. That's one thing I just love about Nigeria. We were just so positive or so optimistic. We thrive regardless of the situation, right? Well, some people are saying, oh, Nigeria is so broke, but I see some of you doing big things. Trust me, I am super proud of you. Like, I'm rooting for you. So I've given you a rundown of my weekend. It was fun and stressful. Yeah. So now let me hear from you. I think I'm going to take a call from one or two persons, because in all honesty, I'm really not in a happy mood because of what I would be talking about. Crazy things are actually happening. But yeah, let's not start with that first. At least let's just laugh a bit. Tell me if you traveled for the in fact, when was the last time you all traveled for a D appointment? It's 12. It's midnight. Kids are asleep. They should be going to school tomorrow. So if your child is still awake, I wonder why. Put that child to sleep. Let's have adult conversations. Yeah. When was the last time you traveled for a D appointment? Yeah, just asking that. And what's the longest distance you've traveled for sex? So I saw this online. I mean, this evening while just flipping the internet, and I saw a couple of stories, and I said to myself, ooh, okay, let me just maybe talk to one or two persons about this, and then let's just have fun with this before we get into the actual topic. Some people, I was going through a comment. This guy said he traveled for 8 hours to go see his girlfriend only for him to get there and she was with some other person. So he spent the night outside, slept in his car, and then he left the next day. Wow. That breakfast was served cold. I don't even want to imagine that. And some, they travel for, you know, 5 hours, some 2 days, some 3 hours. And I'm like, okay, I am not... Just me thinking out loud. While traveling, what do you say? You know how people discuss, you know, in public transport. Oh, okay. I'm going to, let's say I'm going to Enugu for a job interview. I just pray that I get the job. And some, I'm going to Kaduna for this business. I am doing this. I pray for journey mercies and all. You that's traveling for D inside that bus, what do you say? What do you say? You prefer journey business, right? To just go have fun, to just go come. You go to come. Amazing stuff. Okay, Ada, stop doing this. 0700-993-993-993. 0700-993-993-993 is the studio line to tell. So we have this little conversation before we get into the serious matter of the day. And the WhatsApp number is 0809-597-5805. Hello. Good morning.
Hello.
Oh, my love.
My baby, good morning.
Yes, good morning. How are you?
I'm fine, my dear.
All right. Oluwachukwudi. Oh, dear Oluwachukwudi. What a way to start the show, hearing from your love. Okay. If the phone lines are going to be a little bit funny tonight, please do well to utilize the WhatsApp number. So we talk. Hello, good morning. Oh dear, sorry about that. 0700-993-993-993. And the WhatsApp number is 0809-597-5805. What's the longest distance you've traveled for sex? Hello? Hello? All right, I think we should just utilize the WhatsApp number if the phone lines are going to be acting up tonight. All right, let's do this. I just love the chat station. Someone said that she traveled from Lagos to Accra for the D. Wow. Okay. Travel from Lagos to Warri only to find out that she's totally different. Amal, come see. Come see bleaching cream. Aside that, the girl did do like hoofy beats me. Yo, take risks, man. So that's to say, that was actually your first time going to see her. Like a blind date. Wow, interesting.
Hello, good evening.
Hello, good morning.
Ada?
Yes, can you hear me?
How can you reach to you?
Okay, Allah, someone can hear me. Yes, yeah, thanks, and same to you.
I'm hearing you. My name is Wilson.
Hi, Wilson. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Banana Island.
Okay, Wilson, let's talk.
I've never done that, but I'm planning to do that December from Lagos to Port Harcourt.
You are planning to do that in December?
Yes.
Lagos to Port Harcourt. My yes. Guy. So you're leaving all the Lagos V's just to go down to Port Harcourt. Tell me, what's so special about that one in Port Harcourt? Let's hear it.
What I'm thinking about that?
What's so special about the one taking you all the way from Lagos to Port Harcourt in December? Tell us.
Yes, you know, at times you meet somebody, long distance relationship, and you are like, I've been with the person for months. You're thinking, okay, one day we are going to meet. Unfortunately, you book appointment. Okay, let's see how we meet next month or next two months. So, and you are already in a deep relationship with the person. Something like that, and you see how the person is already giving you. It's our art, and you said, okay, we can make things work out. the next thing is, okay, let's look up for how we could see ourselves. And a very nice job.
So
you look for how you schedule your job, your work appointment, your work, and look for a pass. I was right at pass, then I would look for a week and go there.
Oh, wow. Okay. So you, yeah, someone is planning on meeting you for the first time, I guess. So both of you can know each other. And then see if the relationship is going to work. Well, you're thinking of the other already. Bros. Bros. Where is your mind?
At least you should understand. You know, some people that, some long-distance relationship, you get to know how the person is feeling about you. And there is a mutual respect that you gain from the person, even while you have not seen the person before.
Mm.
You get some respect there.
Wow. We'll learn
every day.
Now I know. All right, my love. Have fun. Protect yourself. Aside STDs, things are quite expensive in the market.
No problem. I'm only going there to spend my birthday with her.
Oh, just your birthday, my guy.
My birthday is on 24th of December, so I'll go there, spend the birthday on the 25th, then everything will roll on to January.
Do well to keep us updated, though.
No problem.
All right, thanks for calling.
You're welcome.
Baba is already planning. This is September, October, November, December. Wow. Okay. Actually, love is such a beautiful thing, right? And the whole long distance thing, I get it. The butterflies in your stomach, you really want to see the person and you just want to try everything out with that person. Yeah, I get the feel. Hello?
Hello.
Yeah, hello, good morning.
I want to just contribute a little for that last caller.
You want to? What's your name?
I'm Clement, calling from Badagry.
Okay, you're welcome.
Okay. All the journey so far from Lagos to Port Harcourt, what is the benefit? Is it just for fresh?
Why do we like fight in this country? Why?
No, it's not fighting.
It's what?
But I just want to ask us what you had can give you experience.
Did you not hear him?
Because of the risk so far.
He said they've been dating online and they are yet to see. And he wants to spend his birthday with her and get to know her better. So.
Okay. And he says searching for settle down.
Oh God, how is that your own goal? If he doesn't want to marry, it's his business. There are people that they just want to be in relationships, but they don't want to get married. And according to him, if he meets the girl and both of them, they like each other, the bond, they're compatible, why not? So let's just be hopeful that their meeting is going to be productive.
Yeah, because that's why I'm asking. Because if you are in a relationship or if you are a married person, to leave your family, travel down because of one person.
He's not married. He is single.
Okay, single.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can as well go to US for that, if possible.
Of course. If he finds love there, why not?
All right. So that's what I want to know. Because you cannot leave your responsibility to search for.
Which one is leave responsibility? He said 24th December. He's obviously going to be on Christmas break.
Okay, so.
No way. Nigerian say and not minding their business. 5 and 6. What?
Okay, thank you.
Like, that's the sole reason you called. I can't deal with some Nigerians. What? Someone else's problem. Nah, this country is pure cruise. 24 minutes gone past 12. This is a chat station. And right about now, it is a soul therapy segment with Adele Blessing, your radio girlfriend. I did say I will not be spending much time here. I actually wanted to talk to one or two persons about this, and I think that's it before someone else will now call and start bashing the other guy. Come on, people do this. Before I leave this segment, I've traveled from Lagos to Akure. Okay, from Dan. I traveled from Lagos to Akure. I was praying all through the journey, asking God for the forgiveness of the sin I was about to commit. I can't deal. My guy, it's not that bad. I'm talking to the last caller right now. Busting your bubbles. Yeah, most of us have done it. I have. When you are in a long distance relationship, you'll obviously meet that person someday. And it's nobody's fault that we find love, you know, at weird places, maybe online, one of the social media platforms, right? What do? Teleport yourself to where the person is. Of course, one person has to move. Maybe you, the guy, or the girl. You have to meet somewhere entirely, maybe at a place, her place, or a different state. So it's just, yeah, it's risky, but you can't help it. Life itself is a risk. So let's let the gentleman go have fun, meet his girlfriend, and see if they're compatible. Alright? It's not that bad. Nigeria, sticky easy. We just like doing holier than thou. Just way too much. Alright, 25 minutes gone past 12. Let's talk about this. I've been trying so hard to just make myself happy. But in all honesty, with this thing that I want us to talk about, my heart is broken. So, woman reportedly dies in auto crash while chasing her husband after spotting him with a lady in Calabar. So this was what I initially wanted to talk about. I mean, this story broke 3 hours ago. But when I saw it, I was like, nah, we just have to have this conversation. Now, let me give you the story. A yet-to-be-identified woman has reportedly died in an auto crash in Calabar, Crossriver State, while chasing her husband, who she saw with another woman at a shopping mall. According to an eyewitness, Stephen Okposin, the accident happened along the Murtala Muhammad Highway yesterday, being Sunday, the 18th of September 2022. Taken to Facebook, Okposin wrote, "The lady saw her husband at a shopping mall with another woman in the car, so she hurriedly drove to double cross them. This man saw her car and zoomed off. So the woman became aggressive and sped up. I was just driving behind them. Just in less than 3 minutes, I saw her involved in the accident and she's unconscious at point of death. The husband that was running suddenly dropped off the lady who was with him and rushed down to assist and revive her from the car. She's been rushed to the hospital. We pray she survives it." The witness initially said the woman was unconscious, but in an update, he confirmed she has passed away. So sad. Things are really happening. Now, this is a clear case of a cheating partner. I know that most people would say, oh, when you're in such a relationship, you're uncomfortable, why not walk away? Why not take a walk? Well, is that the ideal thing to do for your peace of mind? Yes. But sometimes it's pretty difficult. I am not justifying abuse, infidelity in whatsoever form. No, I totally condemn it. But let's have a conversation around this. If you were this lady, citing your partner with another person, knowing fully well that that person is cheating on you, what would you do? And how do you handle a cheating partner? Do you confront them at the spot? Do you wait for them at home when they return, you talk things over, or do you just call it quit? And for how long can you endure a cheating partner? I know some men, just once they're done with you. Some ladies, they forgive their husbands maybe once, maybe twice, sometimes three times, and they just feel like, nah, I've had enough. And there are some, they have accepted it, like they've relieved with it. Like, oh, men will always cheat. Oh, my partner, yeah, my partner will always cheat, but I really don't care. In quotes, let me say this in pidgin. After all, Nami, they come back, come meet our house. Nami, they house, those ones stay outside. Yeah, that's what they say. So let's have this conversation. How do you handle a cheating partner? And may her gentle soul rest in peace, though. This is actually so heartbreaking, like I did mention from the onset. But with things being like this, it has happened. If you were to be in that situation, being that lady citing her husband with another lady, what would you have done differently? 0700-993-993-993. WhatsApp number is 0809-597-5805. 0809-597-5805. How do you handle a cheating partner? Have you ever been cheated on? What did you do? Did you forgive the person? Did you walk away from that relationship? Did you take a break to like talk things over? What did you do exactly? Let's have this conversation. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Yeah, good morning. What's your name?
My name is Samuel.
Okay, Samuel. Sorry about that. Like I did say, phone line's a little bit funny tonight, but please utilize the WhatsApp number so we talk. Ah, such a heartbreaking story, I must say. Tunde, he's saying here, the man will continue to live his life, so sad. And some people have been saying that that man will, for a very long time, live with the guilt. Imagine knowing that your partner died because they saw you cheating. Wow. Hello?
Hello. Good evening.
Good morning, my dear. How are you?
Sorry, I'm fine. Adawa, dear.
Idi, okay.
Adiagama.
How's your day, dear?
Idi, okay, Yeneka.
Okay, welcome. Oh, Ekaita, it's been a while. How are you?
Hi. When you people line is not that, just thank God that he has prayed, he answer.
I'm so sorry. So,
see, number one, I will blame that woman that time. She kill herself.
For you?
Yes, she kill herself.
Wow.
She died stupid life.
Please be soft with your words.
No.
But go ahead.
Let us say the truth. I'm telling you the truth. See, there's nobody worth die for. I don't die for anybody, and nobody should die for me. If you know that the man is cheating, the best thing is you talk to him and he did not repent. Walk out. What is he seeing now? She have done. Supposing she avoid that, and look away. Talk to the man. If the man did not agree, continue with his cheating life. You walk away. What is it? And the man will go and marry that girl. And the day of her burial, that girl will be there. He will be there. She will be there. And you have died for just nonsense. Died for nonsense. Honestly, if it is my own sister, I will slap her face before the burial.
What?
I will
come on, yes. Come on. You can't. You can't.
See, let
this.
Me tell you. I don't. See, my children here. Yeah. All my children. I always tell them. See, when it's time for you people to get married, don't settle for nonsense. Don't settle.
Now, and how do they know? Hold on. How do people change? You know, right? Let's say during the start of the relationship, this person was everything they prayed for. And maybe 2 or 3 years down the line, they now start changing, they now start having bad friends, or
see,
they now start losing interest in their partners. What should they do?
We'll still be a cheater. Even though
how?
When you are dating, there will be a sign of it. There will be a sign that you will see more something.
Not at all times.
See, person did not just wake up and cheat. It's in their blood. It's in that person's blood. Before he maybe pretend. But there's no how you must find out. And even though in a long run, he developed that kind of attitude. You should call people. Talk to him. Talk to people to talk to him. If he doesn't repent, if he doesn't turn away from it, walk out. He'll be with your life. see now, she has lost her life. Eh? And that girl will be there. Bet me, that girl will be there. That okay. lady, that man will come with that lady.
You think the guilt is gonna let him do that?
I will beat her.
Come on. Ekaite, before I let you go, why do you think people cheat on partners they love?
See,
tell me.
That's why they said love is not enough. If love is enough, nobody that say he love you will go and cheat on another person. Love is not enough, and the people that cheat is in their blood. They take it like a lifestyle that they have it all.
Oh dear.
They have it all. If it is me, I be the sister or the brother of that lady.
Okay.
I will beat her.
Thank you very much for calling.
I will beat her before they
get Thank you.
Her.
Bye. How do you beat a cop? Like, do we just say things because we're not related to some of these people? Like, imagine your sister laying in front of you, lifeless. You're going to have the mind to hit her before she's been buried. Come on now, let's say things that are factual and doable. Oof. Okay. I guess the phone lines are just, you know, what they are. And it's just line two that's working, so let's just utilize the line two. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, good morning.
This is Samuel calling back.
All right, Samuel.
I run out of air time that time.
Okay, you're welcome.
Yeah, I want to contribute in respect of the program.
Go ahead.
See that woman that run and had an accident for nothing. She's a foolish woman.
Oh no.
I'm sorry to say this.
Wait, have we lost our empathy in this part of the world?
It's not like that. Don't take it like that. Did you understand?
Help me to
understand. Now she has given an opportunity for the other person now to occupy her.
An opportunity like that, please, like do or die.
She has killed herself. Who is there again? That man who still went ahead and marry another woman and still live his life. What about she? What she's whoring for now, where is she now to spend it, to even attack the man or the plan that she wants to carry out? Can she carry it out now and again? Where is she now? At times, patience matters in our lives. I believe she had a little patience and went home, maybe waiting for the husband to come back home, and they disclosed this in a closed door. This would have been better than for her to run after her husband and crush just like that in the name of she's chasing her husband just because she's... What if it happens that maybe the person she's running after to see happens to be the man's business partner or happens to be her sister? What would she say after all this? Or maybe she survived the accident. Let's just put it like that. Maybe she survived the accident. And eventually, it happens to be maybe a business partner or maybe even her cousin, for that matter. What if it happens to be like that? Who is she going to blame? Is she not going to blame herself? So at the moment you are contented with what you have, things will be okay for you. What I'm seeing there is contention. She's contented. Or the husband is contented with what he has. There would have been anything contrary to this. That's all what I have to say. Good night.
Oh dear. Nigerians. Okay. I am not going to say much on this, maybe yet. But let's just be kind with words. Remember, I am asking, why do people cheat on the partners they love? And can a relationship go back to normal after cheating? Then imagine yourself being in this lady's situation, citing your partner with another person. Maybe citing your husband, your man, your boyfriend with another lady. What would you have done differently? Some people would just bring out their phone, record, and then have evidence, you know, to, do I say, fight or tackle the matter at home. And some would just act like this lady to want to go catch them the act. And some they'll just call it quit. And I don't want to bash this lady. I mean, I respect the dead. But what if she just wanted proof? wanted to be there to, like, you know, okay, is this person your business partner, your family member, or the person you're cheating on me with? What if that was all she wanted to do? Just what if, I am asking. 0700-993-993-993. And the WhatsApp number is 0809-597-5805. This text here reads, okay, it doesn't worth it to... All right, I'll skip that. Please, let's just be kind with words. From Promise here, may we not marry what would kill us? She was saying, and she don't die, leave the man now. Really not nice. Now who die, now in lose. May her soul rest in peace. So sad. Hello?
Hello, good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
Wow, I didn't even know you're not quite a good woman, sir.
I am from Persia.
I was thinking you're an Igbo because your name and
I get that a lot. But it's okay, I'm a Nigerian.
Oh, I see. No problem. I'm a Nigerian also.
Nice.
Anyway, this is Joshua.
All right, Josh.
Okay, good. Actually, I've been following your program anyway. I can't cheat on my wife.
You've after never?
No. What I'm saying is, I'm not, I just have to be, you know, my head is here, but I just have to dash out to talk to you. The only reason I can go outside my wife, because even if I want to cheat, at the end of the day, everything is about sex. You cheat and every day is sex.
Mm.
The only reason I can do that is if my wife is not there for me. And I needed it to avoid.
If she's not there for you emotionally or sexually?
No, sexual, that's sexual part of it. Because she's there for me, she's good, I love her for everything. But because, you know, for me, I'm a medical person.
Okay.
And I know sex is good for me as a man.
Mm.
Because of prostate cancer. So I try to avoid it by all costs. And if she's, like, maybe she's tired or whatever, the excuses and all that, and I can go outside and do that for a reason, because of my health.
Okay.
But for any other thing, looking for a woman, chasing a woman up and down, I spend my money and waste my money for anything. But she could offer me. She even is my business partner. Can she give me all the money I want? So for me, I can't chase a woman because of, as in, you understand what I'm trying to say?
Okay.
That's just one part of it.
So you've never cheated on your wife? It's between both of us?
Before marriage, I have.
Okay, before marriage, when she was your girlfriend?
Yeah. Mm. But now that we're married, nothing.
How long have you been married for?
Yeah, for 8 years now.
Ooh, amazing stuff. 8 years, that's a lot. Well done. So tell me, if you were to be in this lady's situation, right, spotting your wife with another man, what would you have done?
It pains me. I read the news just this afternoon when I came back from church. It pains me that she had to go that way and she had to lose her life.
Yeah.
But I think there's still other, you know, the man called now and said, patience. You know, there are so many ways to carry out stuff like this. But I think the woman just jumped into a conclusion without weighing her options. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
She had come, and I believe that this will not be the first time of she noticing this man. For her to now decide to chase.
What if, I mean, it's pretty sad that she's not even alive right now to defend herself. But what if she's just been hearing it? You know, some people, they don't mind their business, they gossip. What if she's been hearing and hearing, and then that day was her first time catching him?
That is life is one. If you die for a man, the man will go ahead and live his life. You remember this man, this lady, or sorry, this singer, he was in Achi. I own is not even a case of cheat. But she died. That's the end story. She's gone. She could have avoided it, but what else? What happened? So this same woman too, her own case is a different case, but she could still avoid it. but now she's gone. So I just think that this life is so delicate. We can't just jump into conclusion and rush to things. Take it easy, step at a time. You see your husband, fine, okay. No, normally, what I see there is if she had not double-crossed that man, a man can still deny it even when they get home and discuss about it. Deny. So she, maybe I think she just wants to be in that picture so that the man will say the man won't have any excuse to give. But it's just painful that it went the other way around.
Right,
that,
so sad.
You know, a life is lost after this.
Anyway, before you go, okay, all right, thank you so much.
You want to come on now, let's talk. I think the first time I'm calling your show. The other time you were talking about sex, I feel like calling, but I just think, okay, let me just enjoy these stories. And oh, yeah, you've forgotten that man on at home.
Oh, no, of course I cannot. All right, I just wanted to ask for the ball. You've spoken a lot, so let's take other calls.
Okay,
thank you so much. Thanks for calling. Okay. Wow. Okay. Hello?
Hello, Adam.
Hi, Mr.
Hello,
Jeff.
Good morning.
Yeah, good morning. How are you?
I'm fine.
Okay, can you just stop laughing and let's talk?
Then let me talk, Adam. And according to your story, what a painful death. There are so many perfectly.
Right.
You say let us be kind to it. But if you look at the situation, if you are his parents or his brother, you'll be sad and you'll be crying. But at the end of the day, if you are logical, he will tell you that he's just what he is. Let me go to the aspect that we can fight. If you have a cheating husband, the man really pushed you back to that limit, because I don't say several times that woman will have had and will have confessed that man that, okay, you are cheating on me. But say, me, who is telling you all this? So maybe at that instant, okay, say today we cash you. He wants to cash someone instead. So it goes with patience. At the same time, person that is insecure and that there is no patience in that aspect, because he wants to conclude his thoughts that, okay, fine, today I must carry this person. But at the end of the day, that is what happened to her. For me, when you say having a cheating partner, what will I do differently? For me personally, I'll talk about my own, and let me call my own ideology. Because this is my personal ideology. First of all, if you are cheating on me, even though at that extent that I saw you, really, I will say nothing. And if I think come home that day, I will not see anything.
Really? Your countenance is not going to change? You're going to act the same way?
See, you know what silence due to that kind of situation? It makes the person blank. Because if you have already seen this person and you know he's cheating on you, and he walk into the house, you know they will be feeling like you have saw nothing, you'll be doing everything, you'll just be looking at that person that, okay, fine. Okay, this kind of person you are. Abby?
Okay.
If you start raising question, why did you cheat on me? To him, now he'll start defending himself. Think you say, okay, Abby, I say it, okay, we'll change pattern. No. If I was in that case, I will leave him. When he come home, I will say nothing. See, by that, the next time, I'm going to really want to say something is when he find out that he has done something bad and he want to complain or he want to accuse me for something I did not do. I will now remember him that, okay, fine.
Oh, wow.
This is what you feel like, Abby. You feel like, okay, you have taught the world. Okay, see. See, so sometimes some people do not understand something about cheating people. Cheating people, they feel that they are everything. They are smarter. They are. But when you start giving them information, they are cheating. You start bringing issues. You don't know that this person is cheating. When you want to leave him, you leave him on his cheating. He will not see it coming at all. You just decide one day, okay, fine, everything. And after that day, when you want to decide to say, okay, ah, you are leaving me, I bad woman, you could be come start remembering him that, okay, fine, this is what he did, this is why I'm leaving you. You are cheating. So I can't fight you because you want to cheat. I'm leaving because I can't deal with it. Why should I keep on asking everybody all night, why did you cheat? Why did you cheat? Are you a baby?
Okay.
Why babies you do that for, to correct? An adult, you don't correct them. You prepare your lying bed, arrange it very well, and you walk away smoothly. No argument, no quarrel. See, I don't have that luxury of someone telling me, my wife is cheating on me. I want to be fighting, I want to be chasing her up and down. No! If I'm tired of the relationship and I know that, okay, this is the point, I can't take it anymore. I will just gently arrange myself, peacefully walk away and sit down and say, baby, thank you for all these years of cheating. Thank you very much. I did not ask you to stop. Oh, you can continue. Let us just end it. And you can go and meet the person that you love. Simple. And walk away. There is no stress of you forcing person or accusing person. You are change. I believe that the more you ask that person to change, the more the person will be adamant because he feels that, okay, this person wants me to change. I will not do it because there is a force. I do not understand. And the force pushing those people to the limit that, okay, you cannot do anything, you still be there. No, you just walk away simply. That is my own take at that.
Okay. Thank you very much for calling, Mr. Jeff. Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
Ada, good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, this is Ike calling from Ikrodi.
Okay, you're welcome.
Okay, I've been following your program. And this is my first quick call.
Okay, you're welcome.
So, contributing on the topic on ground. You know, some people, when something like this happens, some people run into conclusion, not without knowing the reason why the person, what happened to the person happened. So, but the fact is, some people believe that my husband is an angel or my wife is an angel, that he can never do something like that. And unfortunately, when they caught them doing something like that, so what happened to the woman will be the case. You know, I remember when I was living with my brother, you know, one day my brother came back and the wife smelled an alcohol that she had me, was smelling alcohol.
Okay.
The woman fainted.
Eh?
Yes. The woman fainted.
Why?
Just that, because she never believed that the husband can drink alcohol.
Oh, wow.
So when she perceived that the man drank alcohol, she fainted. Okay, imagine that kind of woman, you know, catching the husband in the, you know, with another woman. What will be the case? So, but what I want to say, Ada, is, you know, before you go into marriage, you have to ask yourself some questions and answer that question by yourself. A question like this, you know, what if I one day catch my wife in something like this, what will I do? You understand?
Well, sometimes you really can't plan this. You don't have the answers until you are in the situation.
But the fact is that you must ask yourself that question and answer it by yourself. I get it now.
Yeah.
So that will enable you that whenever something like that happens, you can do what? You can encourage yourself and, you know, continue your life. I get it now.
Yeah.
So don't assume that your husband is an angel or your wife is an angel that she can never do something like that. So that is it.
Right,
so sorry for the woman that just died like that.
Absolutely.
The fact is that nobody was, you know, dying for, but you know, some people does what I mean, some people do what they do for a reason. All right,
thanks for calling. I'm just trying to wrap my head around the reason why you know, someone would cheat on the wife. Reports reaching me this morning is that they have 4 kids together. Oh yeah, they had, because she's no longer here. 4 children together. That's to say they've been together for a good number of years. What changed? Sorry about that. Call back if that was you. Good morning, Nadia. I was supposed to travel to Kaduna from Lagos for something, but it was later cancelled. When my bags were all intact, I was told not to come again, but I thought of the good sex that I have for my girlfriend down there in Kaduna. I just had no choice than to travel to Kaduna just for that good sex. Believe me, sex is powerful. I am Rati from Alaba. Wahala. Good morning, Ada. It's really a sad story. Nobody is worth killing oneself for. Forget about guilt. Blunt truth is, the man will continue to live his life. Well, may your gentle soul rest in peace. Won't be from a good state. Sadly, that's just it. He's going to move on. Hello? Hello? Okay, sorry about that. Call back if that was you. But between, she takes part of the blame because she wasn't patient. Okay, your first text is yet to deliver. So if you can resend it, please do so. We understand. Hello?
Hello, Ada. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Fine. Long time, sister.
Oh, yeah. Mr. Francis, how are you doing?
Beautiful, sister.
All right, you're welcome.
It happened to me some years ago.
Oh, yeah?
I tried to bear it. The first time I bear it, second time I bear it.
Oh.
It's all time. And this is right under the dot that they come and tell me slowly. The man stayed with me for 9 years. We had children. They bought 2 children for me.
9 years.
The first time I met with the man, when they came by smelling alcohol.
Oh dear.
Second time I meet him, the chicken, they are drinking. In the shop I rented for her. All time I was sitting down there waiting for her. I listened to her, daddy, where is the mommy? That brother don't come on.
Wow.
Come back. Oga, where are you carrying this thing up from? Oga. Because I had a roadside problem. It doesn't affect my porch. My porch is 80 kg. Okay. I threw it on that porch for the guy.
Wow.
So I came there, I blacked it there, I came in church. The guy fell down inside the gutter, and I pushed the machine on top of him. And when I heard that, I said, let me go. He started running. Help me, hold on. You don't keep it. Started the old dog. We enter Marawa and come back to Abolosha. Before you know, she used her hand rented house and left me. It's easy and 1 year old.
Oh dear.
This thing I'm telling you about 12 years ago.
So let me understand. Did she remarry? Did she marry the man or she now stays?
Married the man. Because of, you know, when I developed a side problem, about 2 years I didn't go to anywhere. Going up and down. This is a woman I can imagine. We are staying together for 9 years with her children. She did for me go to hospital for 1 day to find a solution of my side problem. Can you imagine such a human being?
I am so sorry about
short,
that.
To cut it short, I went to church, came back on something like this. She had passed out. So as I'm talking to you right here, when she's a teenager, she's still alone with her children. I don't know, her daughter was asking me, if I call her, you know her.
Okay.
Yeah, Rin said, so let me cut it short.
Yeah.
The second woman I meet now, two owns the show, it was Zobia.
Okay.
On 21 of last month, she gave birth a baby boy to me.
Oh, wow. Congratulations.
Uzo was my half on 28 last month.
Wow, and congratulations.
Those are the ones who will be after. Go to use it or the matrix, then you see my me, you see Mr. Francis. I mean, here my boy, I've not seen you. Mm. You see my baby and my wife.
Oh, nice.
Ozo was here. She brought baby things for my baby. Because through her show, her hookup show, I know this lady.
Yeah.
So help me thank Ozo. Ozo, she's the mother.
All right, thank you so much. Thank you. I love stories like this, you know. We will all definitely smile at the end. Thank you so much. Hello?
Hello, Ada.
Yes, please. Good morning.
Yes, it's me, Ekaite.
Ekaite, welcome.
My sister. Let me tell you.
Tell me.
My mother suffered the same thing from my father. But I thank God that my mother parents were very good people back then in Calabar.
Okay.
You know Ekpo Basi.
Mm-hmm. Where Krutek is?
Mm-hmm. My father was a contractor.
Okay.
He owned a shop. He owned his own office.
Mm.
In fact, let me tell you something. Cheating partner is very terrible. When you hear me talking with so much anger, I passed through that. My mother passed through that. And I don't pray for any of my enemies to pass through. My children, I sit them down. I always sit them down and talk to them. It's very bad, very terrible because of the experience that I experienced my mother, through my mother. See, it's very, very terrible. If not that my mother have a good parent that time. That time they took my mother away from my father. He would be a dead person by now. See, let me tell you the truth. That lady that died, she is the one that killed herself. Because there are options for her. You know that this man is cheating on you. And you talk to them. People talk to them and he doesn't repent.
It's pretty easy for us to just conclude things from a distance. What if she's just been hearing and that was her first time actually catching him? I want us to look at things from all angles. Because she's not alive to defend herself.
Adam, let me tell you.
Tell me.
My own mother.
Yeah.
Eh? Mm. My own mother experience. Eh?
Yeah.
My father will put a woman in a motor that he cannot carry my mother. He will put the woman inside the motor and drive the woman out. And my mother will stand like this and see the woman. And my father will drop the motor out with the woman. My mother passed through a lot. The beating. If she dare talk, see, a cheating man will be, see, nothing can change. So, any woman that knows, if it is first time that you notice that, talk to him. Or tell people to talk to him. My father, they talk to my father, he did not listen. My mother parents have to took my mother away because of the maltreatment. Because of the torture, because of the... See, my father was... In fact, I thank God now he's regretting his action then. I so much thank God. Because what made my grandparents took my mother away is that my mother gave birth. And this is the man that knows that the woman has given birth.
Okay.
He took my mother to the hospital. He did not go back to the hospital to check whether it's a boy or a girl. Unfortunately, we lost that child. My mother lost that baby.
Oh.
After 2 weeks, my father went to look for that child. Because when my mother parents heard about that, my mother had given birth, that they lost the baby. They have to go to the office and tell my father, This is what happened to your wife. My father did not. He was going around with women, lots of
I am so sorry that you went through all of this as a child.
That lady, if it is my sister, will be, I'm telling you, because it doesn't look at, just look at, very painful, very, very painful day. Very, very painful. Okay, wait. Please, okay, wait.
All right, thanks for calling. I get it, right? Not trying to justify anything, but see, it was pretty difficult for your mom in that situation. She was still there. Some women are in situations like this, but they'll find it hard to like walk away. Oh well, good morning. That man will live with an eternal guilt, and I only think he should just beg God for forgiveness and amend his ways. I just hope her spirit lets him rest. But between, she takes part of the blame because she wasn't patient. All right, no name, but thanks for that. Yeah, hello.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning, Sexy Moyo. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Thank you. Welcome.
Yeah. For me, I really thank you for you.
Moyo, we can't hear you. Hello?
Hello?
Can you speak up? All right, Moyo, I guess you have to call back. Good morning, ma'am. I have an experience with another lady and my wife before we married. She stayed calm, and when the lady was fighting me in front of her and treated me after the fight. Oh, let me get this story. I have an experience with another lady. What are you trying to say? Okay. And my wife before we married, she stayed calm when the lady was fighting me in front of her and treated me after the fight. It's been 3 years now, and I've been faithful with a baby boy. She's a blessing. Ha! So you had to take an experience to not be faithful, Abby. But all the same, it's nice. I mean, being faithful should be the standard in any relationship. Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, we can try.
Thank you. I really finished this. So, for me, I have a family friend that so much matters that point.
Moyo, you have to speak up.
Can you hear me?
Okay, go on.
I have a family friend that said most similar to that point. Hello?
Moyo, please send a text, all right? Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning, how are you?
Fine, thank you. What's your name?
My name is Shimei, calling from Ajawa State.
Okay, you're welcome.
Ada, I overheard Frank, was it today or yesterday? He spoke with one of my boy. Have you called him?
Who's that?
Frank, your friend.
Oh, no, he hasn't.
I had him today. Was it today or yesterday?
Yesterday, Sunday. Okay. Yeah.
People were asking, where have you been? Ada has been asking of you. He said he's very fine, that he will call Ada very soon.
Aww, okay, that's nice.
Tell Sexy Moyo, you can't speak for somebody cannot hear. Let him be a good listener and stop calling. I don't even hear what he talks.
Okay. Oh, wow. So you just called to tell me of Mr. Frank and to talk to Moyo. All right, that's pretty cool. I mean, I really don't know how I feel, but some sort of peace, right? To actually know that Mr. Frank is okay. That's good. I mean, we're fine. My name is Greatness. For me, the woman was not wise, but I don't blame her. How will a man cheat on his wife? Logically, it's lack of courtesy. In the Christendom, it's not pleasing to God. Even in the Muslim life, you need permission before you have another wife. The man is just... sad face, okay? In this part of the world, we tend to blame the victim in almost every situation we find. When we appear as victims, we tend to react as bad as we criticize. I don't know if you understand. I get that. The idea of enforcing our beliefs on others is just breathtaking. Each person has their way of reacting to situations. Just so sad that she died while doing it her own way. I think we should learn to respect other people's way of life. Thank you. I mean, people call with so much energy to bash her because they have all the time right now to, like, you know, think, process things. But when you're in a situation, at that moment, you have lots of emotions running through you. There is anger, there is betrayal, there is, I mean, anything you can think of. So it takes someone that is emotionally intelligent and, you know, overly patient to just contain herself at that moment and then think properly. And bear in mind, some people react to things very fast before they think. And some, they take their time, regardless of the pain, the feeling, to think things through. So you have to know that people cannot be you. I just don't want us to be all harsh with this lady. It's normal to sit here and say, oh, she killed herself. Why did she not wait? Why did she not walk away? But just imagine yourself being in that situation. You've been hearing and hearing. I don't know why I just feel I should just stand here. A point where I just feel, okay, maybe they've been telling her. Maybe she's been suspecting. And that day was just that, the day that she got a call, oh, visit the mall, he's right there. I mean, things happen. You really can't know until you are in that situation. But let's just talk. What would you have done differently if you were in that lady's situation? Hello?
Hello?
Yes, please. Good morning.
Hello, Ada. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning. What's your name?
Yeah, my name is Fonsho Achibade.
All right, welcome. Let's talk.
It's so sad. The woman died that way, and I would say may her soul rest in peace.
Amen.
For whatever, you know, that has happened, all you still say is, you know, beg. You know, like God to forgive all of our sins and all that. But see, I am a victim of this topic, right?
Oh yeah.
And this is
share,
it.
Please.
You see, it is so painful. Some of us just talk, and we actually don't. We don't care. Yeah, and it's as a result of. We don't actually understand how other people feel, you know, before we jump into conclusion. See, I got married 2016.
Okay.
My marriage did not last 2 years.
Oh, wow.
My woman chose to talk to her family instead of the husband that I am.
Okay.
But in the end, I am this type that I take my time to decide. I knew all she was doing. In fact, at some point, she was in the UK and she, go back to one of these stores, you know. And in fact, I know a lot of people will not believe this, but where I come from, we have this gift that she was in the act, having another man for herself. Then I called the following morning because I saw everything in my dream.
Oh, yeah?
And I asked her, so name, who is that person?
Oh, you got the person's name in your dream?
Yes, it's that, yeah.
Amazing, okay.
I got the and I asked her, guess what? This is somebody, you know, when you are not with your woman, your wife, this is not a girlfriend. We talk every now and then, you know, at every time, given time, we talk. She called me. If I'm less busy, I called her. That morning, she dropped phone for like 5 minutes. Then she called back and said, babe, please, mention that name again. And I mentioned the name again. And that was the end of conversation for that day.
Oh, wow.
You know? So, in my case, I am this person of a very small family. I don't have anyone. My parents are alive.
Okay.
But they are this type that believe, oh, when you are matured enough to have a wife, you should be able to take some, you know, some control on your own, you know, on how to run your affairs. So I don't have the kind of parent that, you know, that meddled in that meddled into their children affairs. So all my parents do is give you advice. So you never see my parents fault anybody. So they believe you are matured enough. That's why you're married and all that. Mm. So what am I trying to say? You see, whoever talk about this woman issue, nobody is wearing her shoe. And the woman that could go out there to do what she has done, she has her reason. And it's best known to her before she passed on. Do you get? So yeah. I really would not portion any blame to this woman, because when it happened to anybody, that's when they will know what it feels. Somebody you pay, you know, you went into a marriage with, and she's cheating on you, or you are cheating on her. So I really would not like when some people talk to start saying, oh, the woman is this or the man is that. Wear the shoe first before you can judge anybody. That's my take on this.
Thank you very
but
much.
But trust me,
yeah,
it's not easy.
At all.
So I am sorry that woman died that way. Really, it's touching.
I'm so sorry.
Really.
Thank you so much for calling. Thank you. I must commend you for the comments, because most people really don't understand. They don't get it because they are not the ones experiencing it. For real. But do I really blame them? No. Again, I understand that some people are very logical, so maybe they fall under that category, which is fine, right? Can I give a summary of the main story? Just waking up, Joy. Okay, Joy, I'll do just that when we get back. But right about now, I want us to listen to a song by Vivian, and this one is Heartbreak Anniversary. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the show. This is the Soul Therapy segment on the chart station with Ada Blessing, your radio girlfriend. Welcome back. A cold night, I must say. A tough story, and a sad one indeed. Well, just in case you're just tuning in and you don't know what we're talking about, let me tell you. So a yet-to-be-identified woman has reportedly died in an auto crash in Calabar Cross River State while chasing her husband, who she saw with another woman at a shopping mall. According to an eyewitness, Stephen Okusin, the accident happened along the Murtala Mohammed Highway on Sunday, yesterday, being the 18th of September 2022. Taking to Facebook, Okusin wrote, "The lady saw her husband at a shopping mall with another woman in the car, so she hurriedly drove to double cross them. This man saw her car and zoomed off. So the woman became aggressive and sped up. I was just driving behind them. In less than 3 minutes, I saw her involved in an accident and she's unconscious at the point of death. The husband that was running suddenly dropped off the lady who was with him and rushed down to assist and revive her from the car. She's been rushed to the hospital. We pray she survives it." The witness initially said the woman was unconscious, but in an update he confirmed that she passed away. Such a sad story, if you ask me. But do these things happen? Yes, they do. And I want us to have this conversation, having just 26 more minutes before we say goodnight. Why do people cheat on their partners? Why do they cheat on partners to love? And if you were this lady, if you were in a position supporting your partner, supporting your husband, your wife, your boyfriend, your girlfriend with someone else, what would you do? How would you handle the situation? Would you have acted like this lady? Would you have approached your partner? Or just take pictures and recordings and then wait for them at home? Or you would have just been like, I really don't care. I'm the one at home. What would you have moved on differently. 0700-993-993-993. Hello?
Hello, good morning.
Yes, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. And you?
Fine, thank you. Welcome.
Yeah, thank you. So good to be on connecting, actually.
All right.
After trying.
Welcome.
Okay. So, as regards the issue, right, I read it, I think, yesterday evening online, and I was surprised and shocked. There is no reason for the man to actually cheat. Shame on him, because that was actually what caused the woman's death. No excuse, no reason at all. If it actually happened, I felt like the man could have stayed. She has seen you, she has seen you, really. At the end of the day, you correct your mistakes, because obviously, or if it was intentional, whatever reason, you guys could talk about it. What's the worst case scenario? You guys would probably divorce or not marry, but a life would still be have saved by then. And it's just crazy. It's totally the fault of the man. There's no excuse, and it's such a shame that, you know, a woman had to lose her life. It's just terrible. It's terrible, really. It's so terrible. Sad.
So have you ever been with a cheating partner? How did you handle that?
Okay, so I've never been with a cheating partner, so I always say this, I see a partner cheating, I'll just walk away. I will not react. I'm not someone who actually is a violent person or I don't like drama, really. I'll probably just walk away. Obviously, the person's heart is no longer with me. Yeah, I will hurt a lot, no matter how long it takes, but it's just crazy. I may react, not physically, like I could probably later shout and talk and all, but at that moment, I'll just go numb and just walk away, really.
And you've never cheated on someone before?
Yeah, obviously, I have. That's
said,
not... That's
you
just,
said,
you know.
All right, thanks
I'm
for
not,
calling.
Okay, just hold on. When I said
right.
obviously,
okay.
it doesn't mean like it's something I'm proud of or something I intentionally do and stuff, but hey... and one thing I hardly lie, actually, so, and I apologized and made amends.
Okay. And you were forgiven, right?
Oh yes, I was.
All right, thanks for calling and thanks for sharing.
All right.
Dear Ada, thanks for making the topic a lot more painful with your selection of music. Oh wow, thank you. Radio Mouth from Calgary. Hello?
Hello,
hello. Hello, Mr. Jeff. Welcome back.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
You know why I see that people cheat?
Why what?
You know why I see that people cheat?
Tell me.
I see that, in this life, I believe that when you pick someone you want to be with.
Yeah.
Now, I say I want to be with. The moment you pick that person, many people intended to look that, okay, this person, I get married to this person, fine, he's my wife. But they forget that once you pick that person has been your spot. You can't deviate or try to shape that person into something else the person is not. The moment you pick that person, you are supposed to adapt to that person like... you know that this is where I really want to dwell with.
Okay.
But most people that cheat, they will pick someone, they are never contented. Even though they pick the, let's say they pick the most beautiful girl in this world, everything is complete and down lady. And if you find out the person that person will cheat with, you'll be imagine how worthless does this person think I am?
Okay.
You understand? Because they are never contented with what they have. That feeling of say, oh, I want to jump here, jump here. It's just like they are trending. Those kind of people, inside their spirit, they are never satisfied. never in their lives. So people cheat because they are never satisfied, not because say the sex is sweeter or the sex is anything. It's just that urge that, oh, I am not satisfied with this person, though. I want to test another one. I'm not satisfied. And according to them, say the grave is never filled. A cheating partner can never be satisfied, even though you give him the most, the best that have the best sex style in this world, he will still cheat with person that even have no sex style. So those kind of people, that is why they cheat. That's why I feel in my heart that most people that cheat, that is how they're reasoning and they're thinking faculty.
Okay.
That's my take on this cheating partner.
All right, Jeff, thanks for calling. My advice to people is to look out for red flags while still at the stage of relationship. If your partner is cheating in a relationship, walk out of that relationship. Don't ever think you can change them after marriage. A cheating partner in a relationship will be a cheating partner in marriage. In a nutshell, don't manage a relationship. Once a partner cheats, walk out, because it will save you the stress and pain later. MI from Victoria Island. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning. How are you?
Fine, thank you. Good morning. What's your name?
My name is Mohammed Salih.
Okay, Mohammed. Welcome.
Yeah. According to the story you narrated just now.
Yeah.
Let me. Yeah, there is one thing in life people are supposed to think.
What's that?
One problem we are having is in life is dedication. Dedication to all our activities.
Okay.
The moment it was said you pick a woman, or a woman agrees to a girl, or a girl agrees to a boy or a friend, the problem we are having is that sometimes they may be together, maybe they are within all their needs and satisfaction sources. But maybe later on, maybe from the boyfriend, maybe things will go low or down. Or ask for him, instead of her to cool down and exercise patience, so that things and find ways to make things proper for them, then she will start finding another source from another boyfriend. And then, if I was there in their front, I will completely pardon her.
For real?
Because I think if I was there,
yeah,
I will completely pardon her, because I didn't have the time to ask her the reason of cheating me.
Okay.
And she passes away, so I will completely pardon her and take it as a lesson for me, and keep on thinking of where I made mistake and then narrate it to avoid it happening to next time.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow, that's different.
But sometimes, as it was told that maybe some are not satisfied, or some are not satisfied, or something of that nature. No, there are some women which in their life, if they don't see, they don't see themselves as women. If they don't twist men, they don't see themselves as women.
I'm just
curious. And there are some men whom, if they don't see themselves as men. So before being in love with a partner, a person is supposed to completely check. After thinking, he should decide. And when he decided, then both of them are supposed to do well. Where there is a problem from the husband, then it is the duty of the wife to correct him. And where there is problem with the wife, it is the duty of the husband to correct her. Sometimes it used to happen, when there is a little problem with the husband, the wife used to be vexing with the husband. And the same thing when there is a little problem with the husband, with the wife, the husband used to take heavy measures. Instead of leniently expressing his problem to the woman so that she can be able to understand him, you start biting or something like shouting or telling her some meaningless things.
Okay.
So in that way, one day, if her pot is full, then she will start vomiting.
Hmm.
You see? So...
All right. Thanks for calling.
Thank you too.
Thank you. Wow. I've heard a lot tonight. Hello?
Hello, the best. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
Okay, Moyo, welcome.
Okay. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can.
Okay. I'm a suicide for AM this morning. So I have a family friend that has some similar things.
That what? Hello?
Can you hear me?
Okay, Moyo, you just have to speak up or you send a text. Hello? Oh dear. Moyo, I don't know if it's from you or your phone, but when you do call, just try and be audible. I mean, it can't just be a complaint from one person. People complain that you don't hear you when you call to speak. Do we want to get your opinion? Yes, we want to. But you just have to be audible, please, okay? Lesson learned from this unpalatable and horror incident. Ladies, if you cannot tolerate a cheating partner or husband, there's no need to chase in anyone. Walk away and don't lose your life or be disabled for life. He will still walk out of the marriage to marrying the side chick. You will definitely be abandoned while wallowing in excruciating years of pain. May God grant wisdom to make an informed decision. I agree. So sorry about that. Do also call back if that was you. So sad, but no man is worth dying for. Your parents have lost a child and your kids dear mother, but your husband is going to remarry and give your kids a stepmom. And if they're not lucky, she'll even maltreat them. So when I read this story, the first set of people I thought about, the kids. Reports reaching me from someone that knows the family. Actually, Mr. Chris from Ghana, he said while living in Calabar, he was pretty close to the family. He said they have 4 children together. I mean, I thought about the kids, like, how are they going to cope at this time? And of course, thinking of what took their mom's life, that might actually affect them psychologically. It's going to take a whole lot of, you know, therapy session to get those kids out, because some of them I just grew up thinking that, you know, you shouldn't be faithful in the relationship. I mean, they might think mama was, but dad's infidelity took her life, so why should I be? They might even grow up hating men if the kids are just ladies.
Hello?
Yeah, hello?
Good morning.
Yeah, good morning. What's your name?
My name is Emeka. I come from Kepi Ekpe.
Okay.
This is about this cheating. You see, when person wants to marry, first of all, this is our Lagos with woman. If person wants to marry, you don't normally go and ask. Most of all, this may be my culture, because me, I'm from Abia State now.
Okay.
So our culture is different, because this thing happened to me. I did not marry from our place. The person that born 3 kids for me now, his life is different. It's just that maybe the person wants to drink tea or drink tea. Just take that cheating, like say that is a common thing. Most of us, if you want to marry, the best thing is to do is to go and look for the most of their culture, most of this culture.
It's
just different, because the way they are at, you know that something is wrong. Because person is contented, it just looks like it, because it's not contented. Nothing you do, you just get it. It has come at the letter. As I can ask the account people, what the meaning of this, they come and tell us, the account people talk to me in a way I understand. That's
okay.
My own experience.
Wow. All right, dear. Thanks for calling. That's a lot. All right, this comment here from Jago. You Hembrokers will never blame yourselves. You justice would never agree you're disloyal. You don't know what the so-called side chick has ruined in her home. She wasn't having peace of mind. Learn, girls, when you marry an unbeliever, they will cheat on you, get drunk, smoke without having dignity. All right. Your wife deserves peace and loyalty. I think not just wives, I think partners. A husband deserves the wife's loyalty and also peace of mind, so does the wife. Okay. The husband will still attend the funeral with the side chick. Wow. I mean, this is so saddening. I can't even pretend about this. Like, when I read the story, from the moment I took it, I've just been sad. It's a lot. And again, I think I have to blame our society, where they've made it appear like when a relationship fails, it's majorly the fault of the woman or the woman's inability to keep a home to make it work. And sadly, most Nigerian women fall into this category. They go through BS in their marriages, but then they try tooth and nail to make it work because they don't want to be perceived as failures in that aspect of life. And all the pressure that comes with being married as a lady, you know, there is a different pressure of being married before 30. There is another of being able to keep a home. So even when they are unhappy, even when they're not fulfilled in their various homes, they tend to stay. I'm trying to make a case for this lady. Maybe that wasn't his first time cheating on her. Maybe that wasn't the first time she was catching him with another lady to even make him, you know, be running from her. Maybe she's always the type that will cause a scene. But then, it now results to, if you are that unhappy in that relationship, why stay? Also, I get the point where it's pretty difficult, you know, taking a walk, walking away. I get that too. But for your sake, for your life, your sanity, your children, when the marriage gets to that level, the best thing is to just walk away. It's better you walk away alive than your family members taking you out, taking your cups out of that marriage. It's pretty painful. It's pretty painful. No matter how I try to give you reasons, at the end of the day, I can't justify cheating. I can't. So if you are in a relationship, you're married, the very moment you start feeling a certain way about that person, it might be difficult, but let them know. Communication is very powerful. I think there was a time I mentioned this on the radio. I am the type that if there is something I am beginning to admire outside, I tell you. I think I am liking this. But sadly, we are at the place where people feel when they tell their partners about a certain thing they're beginning to like, they might be judged. Oh, how? Why? Who have you been hanging out with? No, that thing that you like outside, bring it home. Now, I always ask people this, most of my friends do, especially the ones that I know are cheating. You're married, Abby. Yeah, you have a side chick. Yeah, some of them, they tell me. How many? They say one or two. Now, how many ladies do we have? How many women do we have in Nigeria? Why are you settling with just three of them, your wife and the two side chicks, or two of them, your wife and the other lady, the side chick? That's, you know, being faithful to two women, even if you're unfaithful to your wife. But you're being faithful to both of them because those are the only two ladies that you have. Why can't you channel that energy with just one? Why can't you channel it to just being faithful to your wife? If you so claim your wife is not enough, you should be with like thousands of ladies. Why have just an extra one? So if you can just stop at one, one side chick. There is every possibility stopping at your wife. When I say this, they look at me and they laugh. My dad, you don't understand. I'm a man. How? If you want to show me that you are a man, then have like 10,000 ladies. Then I'll know, okay, truly you are a man. But you cannot keep a woman at home, call her your wife, and then you don't have one side chick that you're not having extra. You're just having that one. So apparently you're faithful to that side chick. It makes no sense to me. So please, when it gets to that point of you admiring someone else, to the point of even going down with that person, I think there is a huge problem in your marriage, and it's either you fix it or you walk away. And please, ladies and gentlemen, no one is worth taking your life. And in as much as we don't have things all figured out, if you ever find yourself in a situation like this, I think it's best you just control your emotions. Control that emotion called anger. It's difficult, but I'll plead you don't react immediately. At that moment, you should have somebody that you can call at any time to vent on. Someone you trust, maybe your sister, your best friend, your parents, I don't know, but I would not advise you take your marital issues to your parents. Maybe just that one person, maybe your therapist. Just call somebody and vent on immediately, because I know what it feels like. You really want to talk, you really want to flare up, you want to act, I get it. Have that person that you talk to. Should I tell you what it does? It calms your nerve. But if you want to do it all by yourself, there will be tiny voices all up in your head. Do this, do this. After all you've done for this person, see how this person is treating you. Is this like a lot? And if you listen to them, you might be alive, but you might actually damage a whole lot that for the rest of your life, you might be fixing. And it's no ideal. So please take your time before reacting, okay? I really feel for her. And as I end the show, I say may her gentle soul rest in peace. Thank you very much for being part of the show. Adablessing is my name. And on Instagram, I am at Adablezy, A-D-A-B-L-E-Z-Y. On Twitter, at Ada_Blezy. And on Instagram, we are Nigeria Info FM Lagos. And on Twitter, at Nigeria Info FM. Thank you so much. Coming up next is a song by Future, Love You Better. And after that, you'll be listening to a repeat broadcast of The Morning Crossfire. That'll be Sunnyside and Hat Fact. Thank you. Good night.